Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Steve Livengood is in with us this morning, helping to coordinate a special kind of a ceremony coming up here very soon, later this month, a welcome home ceremony, something that's long, long, long overdue. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Morning.
Appreciate it. Very long overdue, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is.
Explain to folks who we're welcoming home.
There is a very famous photo here in Atlantic of the guys from Company K. That's the National Guard unit that left here. They thought they were going to Louisiana for training, and they ended up going to World War II instead. So we have that photo of them marching to the depot, but of course there's no photo of them marching back because they never really left, or they never returned en masse like they left en masse. So we want to do a ceremonial, because there's not very many of those, if any, left. So we want to do a ceremonial thing of letting them come back.
How'd you come up with this idea?
I don't know. It was bad pizza one night, I think. It's part of the sesquicentennial event that the American Legion is doing as the adjutant for the American Legion. What are we going to do for the 150 event? So we decided that we would do something like this. It's right up our ballywick, so to speak.
Is there an anniversary there, too?
There is an anniversary for the American Legion, yes, but it's really not have anything to do with the 150. It is our 100th anniversary for that year, too. So that's there, but the Atlantic thing that we're focusing on. You know, it works.
Sure, plenty of milestones. Company K, I'm guessing there are not a lot of original members of Company K still around.
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and I probably should have done that research before I started doing all this public relations on it. But to my knowledge, no, there's not anybody left. I mean, I can think of the ones that have departed just recently. Well, last year, for instance. So, yeah, I can think of the ones that are gone, but I don't really know of very many, if any, that are really left.
Yeah, it's, yesterday we had a big anniversary, 74th anniversary of
World War II. Exactly, right.
A pretty significant day in World War II history. But let's focus on this for right now. We have, so you can tell that these guys are, they're getting older.
Yes, well, they're certainly not going to be the ones doing the marching.
No, that's, we're not asking them to march. These fellows, if they are around still, would be in their 90s, I would guess, about this time at least. So, but we are going to have some stand-ins for them. We want to have something that will represent what it would have been like.
Exactly. We sure hope that we'd get some folks. I've got 118 people that I need to represent. That is basically the entire Company K unit, and that's not just the Atlantic folks. That's the folks that happened to be in the National Guard unit during that time. So that's Anita and, you know, Lewis and Griswold, all kinds of places that were there. So anyhow, I'm looking for 118 of those people, or people that can represent them. There are KIAs, there are POWs, and then they're just everybody else, too. So those are the kind of folks I need. I need some more. I still need 83 people. I've only got 35 that are committed, so it's pretty poor showing, actually, unless we can get some more.
There is some time yet, but that time is running out. We're talking about June 24th. Sunday, June 24th will be the date for this particular event. So, yeah, you're just, couple of weeks out.
Exactly.
Roughly.
Yeah. And you know, I love the folks that are just going to show up and march anyhow. That's great. That's mm-hmm. better than a sharp stick in the eye. But the truth of the matter is there's some logistics that are having to be done. That the KIAs, obviously they can't march. They never did come home under their own power. So what we were doing to represent them, we've got the black t-shirts for those folks to wear, and they'll be carrying a casket flag. There's seven of those. We've got them covered. That's not a problem. The POW, there's a fair amount of those, and of course they didn't come home until after all the event was over either. I've got 35 of those. They're going to be wearing a gray t-shirt and carrying a facsimile of a Red Cross package that they would have sent to the POWs. You know, you hear about them in the movies all the time. 35 of those, I'm not doing so well on those. Still got 20 slots available on those, and that's going to leave 76 that aren't KIAs and POWs. And well, like I said, I need 83, so I got a lot of vacancies available. So if you just show up, you might not be there in time to get everything started. I'm also doing what I'm calling a bio card. It's similar to a baseball trading card sort of thing. And so we'll have a picture, if we have one available, of the veteran that you're actually marching for, his name, his status, KIA, POW, anything that we might happen to know about him. So something that you can carry in your hand and as you're walking down the block, you know, remembering this guy. Got to get those issued out, too.
Yeah, really, for volunteers, what you're asking is for them to respectfully represent someone who can't be there.
Exactly, exactly. That's all I want you to do is just to walk down the street. And we're not doing the parade all the way up to the city park or something like that. It's just literally from the depot back to the armory. They did a lot more marching, you know, when they left, but that's all we're asking for is just from the depot back to the armory, two blocks. Not a problem. And then, of course, once you get to the armory, we're going to have a ceremony for the KIAs. We'll fire the rifles, blow the taps, that sort of thing. And then Arise has a lot of static displays and that we'll have inside for the POWs. We got a lot of POW stuff in the museum in Arise, and so we'll have those displays set out too.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an opportunity to honor those who represented the area so many years ago to help us, to help us out.
Right.
The ultimate way. But this is an opportunity for us to, I guess, provide closure for the process?
I would think so. There's so many of those guys that came back, you know, and you look at the list like, oh, I didn't realize that name, and I didn't realize that. They went over, they did what they were supposed to do, they came back, and they went on with their lives. And some of them reminisced about their time over there, and some of them is like, I really didn't know he was over there. So yeah, it's... you know, it was a part of their life, but not necessarily the thing that they did, except, of course, for the couple of them that were KIAs and POWs, that sort of thing. So otherwise, it was like, oh, you were over there? Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was just one of those things they did.
To have the information available, too, cards and what have you, you must have been doing quite a bit of research.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. I don't do anything, just jump into it, you know, like it's the day before. So, yes, there's been a lot of research. We've had some programs on them down at Arise for our monthly programs. We've done a little bit of research on this, yes.
Family members, are they involved in some ways?
I would hope so. That was the plan that we originally thought was going to happen is, oh, I will walk for Grandpa or, oh, I will walk for Uncle Tom or something like that. We're getting some nieces and nephews and some brother-in-laws and that sort of thing. But we don't have very many grandkids and that sort of thing. They're names that you'd recognize. I'm assuming that they're still here. The genealogy was kind of interested on it. I'm like, you know, we're doing the public relations on it. If they know about it and they want to walk, this right here, this is the invitation that you're getting. So, you know, if you know that Grandpa was in Company K and he went to World War II, you really ought to come down and walk for Grandpa.
You bet. And so really what you're asking folks to do is just to walk a bit.
Just to walk a bit, absolutely. Just we want to get the formation, just kind of recreate the picture, except we're not going to provide the uniforms, and we really won't care if you're out of step while you're marching. But we have the guide on. That's that little army flag sort of thing that marches in front of the company. We have the company guide on. We have a 48-star flag because it was that long ago. We'll have a horse with the inverted boots and the sword and whatnot for the KIAs. So yeah, it's a ceremony. It's an event, but you know there'll be no push-ups if you do something wrong.
You mentioned it's there's not like a parade, that type of thing, that type of spectacle, but you are encouraging folks to come and participate. Even if they're not walking, come out and enjoy, participate, and see what it's like.
I gathered that I need about three different groups of people. I need what I call the walkers. Those will be the folks between the sidewalks, on the street, actually running, walking down the street. I need the support staff. That's going to be the people that know what's going on, issuing the T-shirts and doing the you know, getting folks in the right order at the right time. And that's the MC, that's the program directors, that's the support, that's food stands, and that's the people that are there because there's a bunch of people there. And then finally, I need the people that are actually standing on the sidewalks, you know, the people that are watching them go by. I would suspect there'll be some photographs taken, and it's really going to be a pretty poor photo if there's like 20 people walking down the sidewalk, and at our bicentennial, they're going, I wonder what that was all about anyhow. Yeah.
Saw some, have seen some photos of the first part of that when they left to go out. Pretty big crowds.
Really, of course, it was huge. But again, I want to reiterate again, they weren't going off to war. They thought they were just going to training. And it wasn't some big secret or something. There was, you know, change of plans. They were heading to Louisiana for some training. They got to Louisiana and was like, you know, and so they ended up in war too. So, yeah, it was a big thing. They weren't heading off to war. They were just heading off to training. Yeah, there's actually two photos. I recently discovered another photo. They actually had a parade where they, you know, marched down the street from Sunnyside Park, you know, down Main Street and that sort of thing. And that happened actually before they marched to the train to get on. That photo is taken from the front. You can't really see faces, but it's the front of the people. The photo that most everybody's seen is the back, where they're actually, you know, getting on the depot or in the depot in order to get on the train. So, yeah, there's two photos there. Big event back then.
Boy, it's obviously a different time now, but very interesting to see some of that history. And we get a chance to, I guess, make some of that history now, too.
That's exactly it. We get to make some history.
Very good. Well, and these folks that want to help out and participate in any way, they're just giving up a little bit of their time and a little effort
It's a Sunday afternoon. Come on. Yes.
How do they volunteer?
Well, the best way to volunteer is to email me, because I am distributing a lot of information and I don't want to make 118 phone calls. And so I just send out one email to 118, 150 people, however many. So email me. That's the best way to do it.
Very good.
That's going to be Applewood, Applewood. Notice there's only one P in there. Applewood at Q, the letter Q, .com. Of course, you can phone me if you want to, but then I'm going to call you back and ask for your email anyhow. Phone 712-243-5445.
Do it soon so we get those plans made and get this kind of all put to bed for that part of the process, and then move on to the rest of it. Get ready for that day. It's coming up fast. We want to get a lot of folks there. Again, we want to respectfully represent those folks that did something terrific for us.
Indeed. Yes, we do. And you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen with a few people, or it's going to happen with more people than I need. It's going to happen. So, hey, why don't you be part of it?
Very good. Steve, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And, hey, thanks for you and the group that's putting this together and working on this project. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, we're making history. That's what we do.